and welcome to Cloud HCM Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in cloud HCM best practices and information which are important for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Howell, Director, Cloud HCM Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. We have two guests joining us today on the show. First, I would like to introduce Wendy Cottrell, Head of Global HRIS at NI. Wendy's been with NI for over 15 years and leads the creation and execution of the global HRIS strategy. Wendy's passionate about streamlining processes and driving efficiency. She values working with HR and business leaders to enable solutions that help the organization meet its strategic goals. To that end, Wendy enjoys cultivating strong and trusted relationships with her business partners and team. Wendy, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you, Frank. I'm glad to be here.
And also joining us is Manisha Gupta, Oracle Senior Director, Product Management, Analytics Apps for HCM. Manisha has been with Oracle for over 3 years and is the global head of the HR Analytics product for Oracle. Before joining Oracle, she led global roles and built multi-million dollar products for LinkedIn, eBay, and early stage startups. In her current role, Manisha collaborates with companies worldwide to analytically solve the problem to profitability equation, which is proficient people lead to productive teams, which lead to profitable companies. Manisha, many thanks for being on the show today. It's great to have you here on Cloud HCM Talk Radio.
Thank you, Frank. I'm looking forward to this.
On today's show, Wendy, Manisha, and I will be discussing the topic, People to Profit Analytics, Analytics to Drive Best Practice. Wendy, can you start us out by talking about the importance of analytics for HR? Do you view analytics a growing priority for HR?
Yes, absolutely. At NI, we're a people-first company, and measuring revenue and retention are equally important to us. Understanding who we're hiring, retaining, and growing on our team is critical to us achieving our strategic goals and growing our business.
Great. Thanks, Wendy. And Manisha, analytics are only as good as the data behind it. What can you tell us about the state of data quality that's available for HR analytics industry?
Absolutely, Frank. So HR industry grew quite differently from the finance or supply chain analytics as we know them. HR tech itself grew in fragments. You know, companies are automating just one part of the puzzle. So we had some focusing only on recruiting, others maybe only on payroll, or time and labor, or benchmarks, etc. And when they came together, it basically becomes a lot of fragments of data coming together. There are also no additional, international standards like GAAP is there for finance. So there wasn't a very strong guiding factor for anybody working on HR analytics. And another reason is as SIs or the consulting firms were working with companies to automate their analytics, they were, you can say, somewhat incentivized to build custom solutions, right? So the net is that there is no common standards, and it is not uncommon to find a dozen unique definitions of attrition across a dozen companies. Sometimes within a company itself, I have found multiple definitions of the same KPI. And so it becomes very difficult to build meaningful analytics with such a varied variety of data and structures within that.
Yeah, I can certainly understand that. And I think I've seen that very same thing, Manisha. So thank you for that. Wendy, we often hear companies taking pride in being unique. And I understand you prefer to keep things simple and in line with best practices, which is fantastic. So can you share your philosophy with our listeners?
Sure. I think for me I've spent a lot of time in the HR industry. We're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to hire good people, retain them, develop them, and help grow the company. And keeping things simple makes that easier. When you're in a multinational company and you have employees and leaders around the world, we need to be looking at data the same way. We need to have best practices. HR organizations also have very limited resources, so you're not going to have extensive analyst teams like you do in a marketing or sales organization. And therefore, we need to keep it simple and customize on the things that are really important to the company and the culture, but really keep the basics simple so it can be measured and understood globally.
Okay, thank you, Wendy. And Manisha, why might a company not be able to maintain the kind of quality data necessary for good HR analytics? Do you have any suggestions how to address those issues for our listeners?
That's an excellent question, Frank. So first and foremost, something we need to all remember is the people who are creating people analytics is not a set of trained people, you know, working in a small department, right? These are every individual, each and every individual working for a company. So imagine, let's, for example, take a finance department with 50 people who've gone through the training and they know how to cure the data and clean it up. When we talk about HR analytics, we are talking about the thousands who are working for the company. Each and every day, as they make decisions, as they use the product, they are creating data for us to do data analytics on. This data by definition, by design, is not going to be very clean, right? So it becomes difficult to maintain it. Secondly, we haven't been as strong in, and technology hasn't enabled yet, in building powerful HR analytics dashboards. So for the last few decades, when HR looks at data, there's been like a couple of reports, attrition analysis or headcount analysis, etc. But a wide variety of the data was never used and analyzed in to drive any action. So when employees do not even understand how the data that they create will be used, there's no incentive for them. You know, less than 10% of the companies have their skills column filled, for example, even in their HRIS system. And I've been in conversations with many firms where HR has been prudent, has been trying to really drive, getting those data filled. And finally, as I mentioned, no standards. So even if I know what to fill in, I might just have a very different definition of filling in a performance grade in team one versus team B. So thousands of people with no clear definition on, you know, what is right data and not really as strong of an incentive makes it hard for us to maintain the data, even if we start with a clean journey. And I have a very strong opinion, which I've seen in action. So instead of trying hard to keep cleaning up the data, which could take a lot of money and a lot of years, we could completely flip the funnel. Now let's start using analytics to drive a behavior change and hence the data change. I'll just give you one quick example. So if everybody in a company or even let's say a department in a company is aware that when the employees in that department fill the skills column nicely, managers and HR is going to look at it to understand, you know, who might be the right fit for the next new big initiative the company is launching. Now every employee automatically, or at least the employees who are motivated, will fill the data properly. And so over a period of time, by just driving the right analytics, you will start driving the right behavior and the data will start getting cleansed.
That's very interesting. Yeah, and I guess, you know, if you don't know the data that's driving the decision and all you're seeing is a recommendation or a graphic or something, you don't really know where that's coming from. You're just basing it off of some information that you're presented. So getting it right, getting the data right is really important. So can see that. So Wendy, can you talk about some examples of utilizing HR analytics from your experience? And what are your top compelling use cases?
Absolutely. And I'm really excited to talk a little bit about retention, which is something that I give a lot of credit to our VP of HR here at NI, Kate Prescott. And you hear a lot about turnover and folks tracking turnover. And for us, it was about a retention, is how do we just switch that up a little bit and start focusing on the people that are staying and trying to understand that number and have targets around retention. I know it sounds minor. It's just the flip side of turnover, but retention is really important to us. And we pride ourselves on creating a good work environment for employees to stay and grow their careers. And then obviously, in addition to retention, diversity is important as well. Compensation analytics, so making sure we're rewarding the right behaviors and we're really taking a look at what's critical to us growing the company. And then one thing that we did recently with the wonderful challenge that we've been faced with regarding COVID is that how do we understand what's going on at some of our key sites and understand the COVID statistics in relation to how we're trying to reopen our facilities. And so we worked very closely with the Oracle team, bringing in COVID data and doing that analysis to where our COVID response team can see what's going on in that location from a how many cases are coming, what's the percentage increase, and it's helping us make decisions on how we reopen our facilities. In addition to that, team effectiveness. So how do we see where we have good leaders in the organization and how effective they are across various different components, whether it be retention, compensation, engagement scores? So those are just some examples of use cases for us and how we're leveraging the data in order to make better decisions.
Well, and that's a really powerful one with the COVID example there. So very, very interesting to hear how you're utilizing that. So how does Fusion HCM Analytics help NI?
Yeah, so as we started putting together the retention KPIs and Fusion Analytics, this was something that I was doing personally in Excel. Every quarter, I would do the analysis. I would take that Excel. I would turn it into a PowerPoint presentation. So just a lot of really manual work for a one-time presentation to our leaders. So having an ongoing KPI that's looking at this at a 24-hour snapshot is just really very powerful. You know, you have real data and you can see trends or if things are changing dynamically as you go along. And it's really easy to use. So I've spoke often to Manisha and team about I'm going in. The COVID analysis is something that I was able to create based on some training and some examples. And so I was doing that myself. I've been able to look at some of the retention and build stuff. And so it's very intuitive, drag and drop. You can build stuff on the fly. And I think that also shows that it helps with expenses. So I'm not having to hire really high level technical folks in order to build these, as you can have good super users with the technical aptitude. So it also reduces the expense to actually analyze the data.
Very good. And I can imagine it sounds like you could actually put something together pretty quickly and it's more real time instead of actually having manual work to do to extract data and pull data in. And so it sounds like it could be very useful for getting real time information when you really need it. So that's fantastic. What would you say is your favorite feature in Fusion HCM Analytics?
By far, my favorite feature is the team effectiveness. As an HR leader, I've always struggled with the ability to look across an organization and see what leaders were the most successful. You know, you could look at their talent scores, you could look at their performance conversation data, but you could never see it holistically. And so being able to look at team effectiveness across leaders and seeing critical measurements on whether they're achieving their engagement or if they're behind in retention, it's fantastic. I can't say anything more than it's just absolutely fantastic for leaders to be able to see that kind of overview.
Well, that's really great. Thank you for that feedback. I'm glad that you're able to utilize the application like that. Fantastic. So I'm going to switch over to Manisha. Manisha, can you tell our listeners how you worked with customers to implement best practices into the design of the product?
Absolutely, Frank. And I just want to resonate Wendy's comment saying team effectiveness was her favorite. It's actually also my favorite, and one of the reasons is because it was with customers like Wendy that we conceived, refined, and finally built that solution, right? So it was an effective team working collaboratively together to even launch this product, which now is being used by many, many more folks across the world. So our goal with Fusion Analytics Warehouse products for HCM has been to conceive, build, and test a product which works for the customers and is built almost to a very large extent by the customers and with the customers. And what I mean by that is, I'll give you an example of how Wendy and I met. We met at the Strategy Council about 2 years back, and I was very pleasantly surprised when, you know, some other conversation was happening in the room, and Wendy's answer consistently was, why don't you adopt best practice? You know, why don't you keep it simple? Again and again and again. So she caught my attention. I approached her. She joined our Design Partner Program. Design Partner Program is a series of conversations, actually like these, where we talk about the perspective of what the product should do, what kind of use cases we should cater to, what are the real problems, Wendy was facing, you know, etc. And also what was the culture and the adoption capability of National Instrument for an analytics solution, given how new and how fast evolving HR analytics industry is. So from Design Partner Program, we became early adopters. So National Instrument started using the product earlier in January this year, even before the product was launched. And by virtue of having Wendy using the product, we were able to refine and actually inculcate best practices within the product while it was being developed, even the first version itself. And so by the time May came, when the product was officially launched, we had a lot of good inputs already, you know, became a part of the product design and the refinement and the testing, etc. So like National Instrument, we also have a few more early design partners and early adopters. Their footprints are part of the Fusion Analytics Warehouse. Wendy's footprint is very, very strong. I can't thank her enough for helping her, you know, almost I would say sometimes put the foot down, Wendy, on I don't want to scroll on this page. I want a quick comprehensive view. I do keep seeing performance and retention separately, but my goal is understanding how team works. So through direct, honest conversations and consistent, you know, and feedback circle, we were able to create a pretty good product. And the now team effectiveness does not scroll, gives Wendy a perspective on not just retention or performance, but many other KPIs, which NI feels the need to analyze. So yeah, it's been an amazing journey working collaboratively with customers and even deploying best practices for forming the product, which will drive more best practice behavior for HR analytics, you know, across the world. I hope that answers your question, Frank.
It certainly has, and it sounds really great that there was a collaborative effort, you know, that you took customers' feedback, like Wendy's, and took that into account when designing the product and making it functional for Oracle's customers. So fantastic design approach, and thanking all our customers, Wendy included here, and contributing to that. So thank you. So my last question, I want to thank Wendy again for taking time for being on the show today. And I would like to ask Wendy if you have any final recommendations for our listeners pertaining to HR analytics.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. And before I answer that question, I just want to say a big thanks to Manish and team too. It's been a great journey for us. I've been excited to be on the journey with Oracle building this new product, because I do think it is going to elevate HR to a level that it's been trying to achieve for a very long time. So I think just to elaborate on that, to answer your question, Frank, it's HR analytics brings that strategic mindset to HR organizations. It's keeping us out of the admins who are maintaining data and taking care of the administrative stuff that we do all have to do as an HR organization, but really bringing that value and showing how our data can drive insights and help build that people culture at a company. You have to use analytics. You have to start with the data to make more effective decisions. So I'm really excited to where analytics is going. I'm excited to see the HR profession taking this on. I'm excited that the systems are getting simpler for them to use by moving into the cloud and by having these pre-delivered platforms. So I see a lot of potential in the future for HR organizations as they leverage analytics.
Great. Thank you, Wendy. I really appreciate your feedback. And I want to thank you, Wendy, and Manisha for joining us here on Cloud HCM Talk Radio today. And thank you for the discussion on people-to-profit analytics, analytics to drive best practice. You've made a lot of interesting and thought-provoking points. And it's always great to hear firsthand experiences. And I'm sure our listeners learned a lot from the information you shared today. So thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you would like to learn more about Oracle Fusion HCM Analytics and how it can empower organizations using Oracle Cloud HCM to maximize the value of their data, please visit the shortened URL, bit.ly/2Z(Q)Lowercase V. And once there, you'll be able to take a quick tour of Oracle Fusion HCM Analytics, review the key features of the product, read the data sheet, and learn what other Cloud HCM customers are saying about Oracle Fusion HCM Analytics. So please make sure to check out this important information today. Another great source of information pertaining to analytics is Manish's blog post on LinkedIn titled, When Behind Leapfrog, Use Analytics to Fix Your Data. And you can reach Manish's blog by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/3gxlxlea. So please check out Manish's blog post today and learn why you shouldn't spend long hours cleaning your data to build useful analytics, but instead build useful analytics to clean your data. We always enjoy receiving feedback from our listeners, so please don't hesitate to drop us a note. You can send us any questions about our show today or ideas for topics you'd like to hear on a future Cloud HCM Talk radio show to cloud-hcm-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for tuning in today to learn about Oracle Fusion HCM Analytics and its implementation at NI. We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information relevant and useful for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.